Brother Langston, y'all don't sit down. I'm going to offer myself real quick, and we're going to let them pray. I want you to get another verse of that song. This isn't going to take but about 5 minutes, if that. But as Brother Lonnie was singing that song a minute ago about, son, go bring my children home, it's time to reap the harvest that you have sown. Thank the good Lord. Revelation chapter 14, verse 14, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one like unto the Son of Man, who is Jesus, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. A sickle was something that they used back in old times to go in and to harvest the wheat when it was time, when they planted, and then it had grown up, and it was ready to be harvested, and then they'd go in with this sickle, and it was a blade, and it had kind of a curved edge to it and had a sharp edge, and they would go in and they would reap that with that sickle, and they would go down and they would just swipe, and when they did, it would swipe down at the root, and those sheaves and those wheat would just fall to the ground. And he says, and in his hand a sharp sickle, and another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that set on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. I'm telling you right now, we are in that time where it is just any time we could see and we could hear him, that angel come and cry out to the Lord, thrust in thy sickle, it is time to reap the harvest that you have sown. As I got in the car last night, a notification showed up on my phone, and it said that there was already an attack that was planned, and the airplanes were in the air on their way to Iran to make a strike, and Trump called them off before they made the strike. I'm telling you, we are at the end times, and be watching of what's going on, and I wanted to get you in a hurry, because we are there. The Word of God tells us that there's going to be one great final battle over there in the Middle East, and all the nations of the world are going to be gathered up against Israel, and you're going to see what's going to happen if something like that were to happen with Iran, and they are in the process of trying to get nuclear technology right now so that they can, their desire is to go in and to destroy Israel. They want to destroy, and the reason they do is because God said that this is going to happen. Everything in this Word of God is going to happen the way God said it was going to happen. But what I want you to do is get in a hurry. Don't sit by thinking nothing is ever changing, things are just like they've always been. Get in a hurry, because the times are changing quickly, and we can see just any time that angel cry with a loud voice and say, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And let me tell you what he's going to do when he reaps. When he comes in and he reaps, there's something about the wheat, the good wheat. He says he has a fan in his hand, and he's going to thoroughly purge his floor. So when that wheat is reaped, there's going to be good wheat, and then there's going to be chaff. And that chaff is worthless and good for nothing. And the good wheat are those of us that have been sealed with the gift of the Holy Ghost. The chaff are those that have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when that sickle comes in and it reaps all at one point, just as you fall, if you are chaff, you're going to be burned up with unquenchable fire. But if we're good wheat, we're going to be gathered up into our Father's, up into His garner, and we're going to be carried off with Him up into heaven one of these days. But I want you to get in a hurry. Don't waste your time. Get in a hurry today and get serious about this thing. But Brother Langston, if you want to sing another verse of that song, I think we let them pray and get in a hurry, and don't forget what we said last night. Get down here and cry mightily unto the Lord, because you are in the fight of your life, and you need a Savior to come and to rescue you. Glory to God, to come and save you, and you need to cry mightily to Him for Him to come and to rescue you today. Come on, brother.